the James Suckling Podcast. Wine ratings, reports, interviews, and more.
Well, good morning, Eduardo. I guess you're in Santiago. Great to see you. It's been a while, and now we're here digitally. We're going to taste four vintages of Senya, a couple of hundred pointers, a couple of wines that I love, particularly the new vintage, the 2018. And, you know, right off the bat, I got to ask you, you know, I tasted it in February in Chile. It was amazing. I was bowled over. You know, what makes the 2018 Senya so very special?
Well, first of all, good morning, James. This is early morning here in Chile. So nice to have this 12 hours difference with you in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. Pleasure to see you. Just fond memories of the time we were together in Chile in February. And as you say, so let me pour some wine here.
I like that you're willing to taste at, it's 7 a.m. in Santiago. So you, it's Chilean,
good to have a nice
Chilean start tasting early. Cheers. Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Well, I'm holding a glass of Senya 18. And I mean, you know, it's been a tough year for everyone around the world. There's no doubt with all the crisis. But the good thing is that perhaps we have here the finest vintage to date for Senya. Vintage 18 was a perfect season. The winter came with good rainfall, allowing for a nice water table. Spring came warm and dry, gave a nice development to the vineyard, nice flowering, nice set. And then we had a hot summer, but then it refreshed at the end of autumn. So it was a very long season, allowing for perfect ripeness, but very gently. So the gentleness of this harvest allowed the tannins to be really super fine, super grainy. The acidity was kept beautifully. So you have a blend of a wine that has the elegance, the intensity, the purity, and at the same time, a beautiful concentration, and at the same time, the power, the richness. So for me, and I think Francisco Betti, our winemaker, agrees, we believe this is perhaps the best ever Senya that we have produced. And I think it's just a holistic, everything is round, everything is there. Very powerful in the nose, really intense, and then it's very harmonious. So also the yields were down for around 20% on a normal year. So I think the concentration that we have is really very, very pure, very intense. And that, I think, is taking it above the previous vintages.
I haven't tasted it since February. And what really strikes me is the finish. The aromas are fantastic with the ripeness, but then it goes fresh. But the length, it's so long, I can still taste it. That's why I think it's a perfect wine. It really has fantastic balance. What do you think I think there's something that the Carmenere and the Malbec gives to the blend. That's what makes it unique, that character of this little touch of jamminess, but then it's not jammy, it's still fresh. You know, that just in the center palate, that really intense ripeness, I would say it reminds me of great Bordeaux and great Napa. And it just like, it's this really unique sort of combination that's so exciting. And it's so drinkable too because of the balance. Well, is that the Malbec Carmenere?
Yeah, when we created Senya, James, day one, we wanted to create a truly Chilean wine. I would almost go to the to say it was almost an Andean wine, because it's we wanted to have a character that made it unique. And in fact, today you don't find any other wine anywhere in the world that has this combination of grapes. So it's a classic Bordeaux on one side with a 55% Cabernet Sauvignon, with Cabernet Franc, with Petit Verdot. But then Carmenere, well, Malbec adds Malbec and Carmenere give the uniqueness. And Carmenere gives the spices, with the truffles, is the complexity, and the Malbec is more juicy, more violets, more chocolate, more fruity. So these two components add complexity and freshness. So it's really, it's an amazing combination. Perhaps how it used to be old Bordeaux in the 1800s, well, before Phylloxera.
Read my mind. I was thinking, okay, like where they used to use the Malbec and a lot of Carmenere in their blends in the 1800s.
Yeah, Carmenere was used by Lafite by the first growth in Bordeaux, and Malbec was used in the right bank as well. So this is coming back to old Bordeaux. I mean, as you know, the vineyard in Chile was founded before Phylloxera struck Europe. The cuttings had come by boat. And that's the beautiful vineyard that we have.
I think we need to right away try the 15 against it, because the 15 was 100 points by me. That was one of the first great Chilean wines I ever tasted. I haven't had it for a while, so it's great to try it against the 18. And that has the same core of ripe, lightly jammy fruit. Just, you know, just showing ripeness, but then firm tannins and solid structure. That was very typical for 15, more linear, but a fantastic wine. And it's still a baby. I think 18 will probably close down as well, no?
I think the difference, 15 was also a very balanced vintage, a very balanced season. I think perhaps it was slightly warmer at the end, had a bit more spike, so it allowed us to have more Carmenere. This is a blend of 57% Carmenere Sauvignon and 21% Carmenere of the last four vintages. This is the one that the wine that has more Carmenere in it, and I think you feel that complexity, that very sort of spicy and licorice richness. It's a really, I think Carmenere gives a bit the point of distinction on this wine.
Okay. By the way, I drank that. I want everyone to be clear that it's 7:22 at night, so I'm allowed to drink the wine. I don't have to spit. You probably aren't supposed to drink. Okay, you are.
Well, I can have an early start today, James. I'm very happy with it.
But again, it's the tannins are coming out at the end, but it's still very, very fresh, fruity, linear. We'll taste the other two wines, but it just popped into my head. How important is it that your grapes are grown biodynamically, and it's all coming from the same estate? Amazing vineyards on this hillside. You can see the Andes Mountains are so close by. Is biodynamics really important for making that incredible quality?
Absolutely. We always wanted to have a wine that is really a pure expression of the terroir in Aconcagua Valley in Ocoa. And having biodynamic farming, it really allows us to express that uniqueness. We only use the elements from the property. So we have the compost and the different preparations that are applied to the vineyards throughout the season. And I think it allows us to have very deep rooting, to have very healthy canopy, and the whole property in balance. And at the end of the day, I think the vineyard, having a very resistant vineyard, very healthy vineyard, allow us the different vintages to excel. For example, we're talking about vintage 15 and 18, which were almost perfect vintages, perhaps 18, a bit more intense and more powerful. In fact, just to compare 18 with 15, 18 also has a bit more new oak and a bit more powerful, because I think it was a bit more concentrated perhaps. So I think it has a little bit of an edge over 15, both being beautiful. Yeah. But then we had two vintages that were quite different. We had 16. So I think biodynamic is allowing us to, of course, have a very balanced vineyard, even in seasons that are going to be quite different. And I think we're going to talk about differences in 16 and 17. And you will see that although the conditions were really extreme somehow, the Seña is keeping its thread, its style. It's really Of course, every vintage will be different in terms of the final taste, but I think the overall frame of Seña, the overall style of Seña is kept, and I think biodynamic is very important for that. Yeah.
Like the signature, the real signature of the estate, the terroir. Let's try the 17 then.
The 17 was the most, was the hottest vintage of this fall, of this, perhaps see. Of the last decade. You had fires in the south of Chile, luckily not in Aconcagua, nor in Maipo Valley, but it was a season of extremes. We had a very hot temperatures. So the challenge here was keeping the balance, keeping the acidity. And to do that, we harvested rather early, at the end of the first week in March, so that we have a powerful wine, perhaps the most powerful and rich of all these four vintages, with black cherries, with really ripe fruit, but also has a nice acidity that we could keep. Also, I think the place of Seña, being just 40 kilometers away from the coast, is a beautiful location that allow us to refresh the hot midday temperature. So I think the location here is key, and the breezes that come from the Pacific Ocean is what allow us to have a beautiful wine that is, again, in balance for vintage 17, which was somehow a little bit of an extreme vintage.
It really does have, it's interesting, with the 18 and 15, the ripeness is more focused, and then the 17, the ripeness fans out more. And it's really interesting what you say. The wine really tells the story more. In 17, it really shows it was a riper year. And I think it's a fantastic wine as well. And again, it has that real signature character of Seña, of that little dried fruits in the center palate, but then this freshness and this sort of earthy terroir. Let's try the 16 now. 16 really seems the most ready to drink now. Open, balanced.
As we were saying before, 16 was the coolest vintage. It was a cool, was rainy, and we had a bit less sunshine. It was a cooler season from December onwards, so we had to wait for having the perfect ripeness. In fact, we harvested the last grapes in the middle of April, the Carmenere. And because of being a very cool vintage, this is the wine that has the least percentage of Carmenere. We only added a 8% Carmenere into the blend. So it's more red fruit, more. We have a much larger percentage of Malbec, 20% of Malbec. So here is more, it's more on the red fruit character. Yeah, totally. Less spices.
It doesn't have that Carmenere sweet cherry center pot. That's really interesting. And you can see that.
Yeah. So perhaps for me, out of the four, this is the most floral, perhaps most feminine. It perhaps doesn't have the weight, doesn't have the power of 17 or 18, but it's a beautiful wine. Fantastic. In great harmony on this more perhaps feminine style. And I think it's a beauty wine with refreshing acidity and freshness. It's a true reflection of the vintage. Where we played with the different composition by adding more Malbec, less Carmenere, and having a wine that's a beautiful wine, perhaps the wine that's most ready to be drunk. It's a wine to enjoy.
I certainly drank mine. So listen, so I guess the question is where does Seña go from 18? Like, this is really an incredible wine. It really sets a standard for Chile and for the iconic wines of your country. And it's a fantastic wine. And like, I guess, so in your mind as a winemaker, where do you go from here?
Well, Seña is already turning 25 years next year, and the vineyard itself is 22 years old. So it's really coming to together in a very nice way. And as my great mentor and friend Bob Bondavi said, this is the beginning. This is the beginning. I think Seña is really beginning to have all this harmony the biodynamic farming, the aging of the vineyards. And I think 18 truly reflects where we wanted to go, stylistically. And I am very optimistic about the future. I think we are, from a quality perspective, this everything is going to just keep improving. Although I think we have reached, I mean, we said day one that we wanted to create this first growth from Chile. And I think the challenge has been getting the recognition. Very happy with the quality and very excited with the future. So I think this is the beginning of continuing to telling the story about this this beautiful wine from Chile, from the Aconcagua Valley.
Thank you for making exceptional wines, and particularly this 18, and felicidades, and nos vemos la próxima. We'll see you soon.
Muchas gracias. Un big abrazo.
Okay. Cheers. Gracias.